All right. What's going on, guys? This is Coach JC here, and you are watching or listening to the Win All Day podcast show. Man, I'm super stoked and excited right now. If you are a frequent listener, then you know we don't have a lot of guests on this show, but when we do, man, you know that we are bringing the fire. So we're excited, and I'm going to introduce you to that guest in just a moment. But before we do go there, if you are a frequent viewer or listener, then you know we kick off every podcast with what we call our Win All Day Winning Confession. Now, if it's your first time, then you just want to repeat after me. Today is my day. Nothing will get in my way of me being the best version of me. I am here on purpose. I have a purpose. I am strong. I am passionate. I am fearless. I choose faith. I am a winner. I will win and win all day. Yes, come on, baby. Hey, I'm super excited, and we want to welcome you to the Win All Day podcast show. And today I am joined by the individual that you can see on the screen right now, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Mr. Tim Story. How are you, sir?
JC, that just kind of fired me up, what you just did.
Oh, man, I am fired up to have you on the show, and I know our guests are fired up as well. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad that your show is not called Win Part of the Day.
Yeah, Win Part of the Day, Win for an Hour. It's Win All Day, man. You know, it's funny you say that. People ask all the time, what is that mantra all about? And it's funny how so many times, Tim, and I know you're probably going to want to get into this, we give meaning to words in life. And I believe that words have power. And this saying, win and all day, was created at the lowest time of my life when I was $400,000 in debt, suicidal, desperate, down and out. And I got in this Bible and this verse popped out of me and I created this confession. And now to this day, it's become a movement. And people are now saying, win all day on social media and everywhere you look. So it's funny how that works in life.
I love it. What was the Bible verse? Do you remember?
Man, so first of all, the Bible verse was Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And the other one was Romans 8:28 that says, all things work together for good. And those were the two Bible verses that were birthed and birthed the Win All Day movement.
I love it. So just let me just say this as a veteran who's been at this for a minute, I'm kind of like the Magic Johnson of the movement.
Absolutely.
I think that, number one, I'm proud of what you're doing because you're taking biblical principles and you're making them relatable to the world. I think for too long, people of faith have fished in one little tiny lake, and it's like they're fishing for the same people, a lot of times saying the same things. And like people that we went to high school with, they don't even know the names of who we consider greats.
Wow. So
it takes people like yourself that are willing to go into the ocean and go fish for those fish out there because they're looking for God and sometimes they don't know it. So I'm proud of what you're doing, JC.
Well, I am grateful. I am honored. That means a lot coming from you. And I know we do have guests right now on the show, Tim, that may know you and obviously may not know you. I could sit here all day and go over a bio and all the amazing things you've done. But man, I would love if you could just take a few minutes just to share, you know, who is Tim Story? Where do you come from? How did you arrive where you are today? And why do you do what you do? Man, I would love and be honored if you take the time to do that.
Okay. I think sometimes in life you decide some things you discover. My life is a lot of discovery. Being raised in the church since I was four. I was raised in a denomination called the Assemblies of God. Came up loving sports like so many kids. But when I was a junior in high school, I knew that I was called to help people. But I thought it was going to be more like as a humanitarian. So I ended up going to a place called Southeastern University, which is a Assemblies of God school in Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah.
And when I was there, I realized that I had a gift to communicate. But I knew I was not going to be a traditional preacher, but I knew that I had a gift to communicate. So already while I was at Southeastern, I was creating a life coaching system my freshman year. So that's mind-boggling, because that's before like knowing about Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Knowing about Zig Ziglar, knowing about Og Mandano. I didn't even know about these guys. I knew about Robert Schuller. That was about it.
Wow.
So I started going into the inner cities of Tampa and motivating young people about living a big life, doing big things, and using the Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. And so you take that from being freshman year of college, now you got 37 years later, me doing the same thing. 75 countries of the world, spoke to 85,000 people by the time I was 28 years of age. So, you know, by the grace of God, I've had a nice run and I'm enjoying myself. And I get into places that most people don't have the keys to.
Wow, man, what an inspiration. And, you know, you said something I want to hit on a little. I think there's a lot of people watching right now, Tim, and we have a lot of people that listen to our podcast that, and here's how I know this. I get emails, I get Facebook posts and messages all the time on Instagram and Twitter that say, Coach JC, I watch you on camera and it's like you're trying to reach out and grab me and you're just so passionate about what you do. How do I get to figure out what my purpose is? So, yeah. You know, you're walking out your God-given talent, your abilities, your calling on this earth. And you said 37 years consistent doing this. What would you say to the individual that's watching right now and says, man, Tim, Coach JC, I hear what you're saying. I tuned in, but man, I just don't feel like I have a fire. I don't know what my purpose is in life. What would you say to that individual right now? Because I know they're watching.
Find a purpose is actually easier than people know. A great man named Miles Monroe, who is my great buddy, who's in heaven now, he used to say this, and maybe you remember this, life without a purpose is just an experiment.
Come on, I love that quote.
Yeah, life without a purpose is just an experiment. I wrote a book in the late 80s that was a bestseller in like the Christian world called Good Idea or God Idea.
Beautiful.
And there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. A good idea is good. A good idea can be super. Like, oh man, I got a super idea. That's a good idea. A God idea is supreme. So what you want is not the super, you want the supreme.
Come on.
So how do I get the God idea? Super simple. You stop, you look, you listen. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice. So when my mother used to call me when I was a kid and I was out playing football in the streets and she'd say, Timmy, I knew it was my mother's voice because that's my mom. My sheep know my voice. So JC, all we have to do is stop, look, and listen.
Come on.
Because your calling is calling you. And this is very, very powerful.
Come on.
If I was to life coach you, which, you know, that's one thing I do is life coach entertainers, is that if I was to life coach you, it's very simple to find out where you belong. I already see it. Your background in fitness, the way God's given you the ability to speak, your verbiage, your intellect, your calling was calling you when you were not Coach JC, when you were little JC. Your calling was calling you. So stop, look, and listen.
Wow, beautiful words, man. I love Miles Monroe. Man, I've been honored and blessed to spend time with him. And I remember that quote. I think a lot of people, we get so busy in the mundane of life, right? And this is not just the person on the other camera that's on the other side of the camera that's saying, I'm trying to find my purpose. And I was just at an amazing event in California with some of the top influencers in a very expensive mastermind group. And there's still people that are doing great things in life, but they're still lost. And I honestly believe that God is always putting me and you in the right place at the right time to cross paths with the right people. We never just show up to a place by mistake. But even the influencers out there that you deal with, I mean, you say, I get to life coach celebrities. I mean, what a blessing is that, that God's given you that responsibility. But let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, even the person that's making $30, $40, $50 million a year, and they're in the limelight, and everybody from the superficial level that sees them says, their life must be perfect. I see them on Instagram. They must have everything. I envy them. But if only we knew man, why are people that have the money, that might have the body, but why are they still lost trying to find their identity, Tim? What would you tell that person?
I would say that there's three levels of living: almost, most, and utmost. Almost means not quite, nearly. I almost got the job. I almost made the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
My marriage almost worked. So most people get stuck in an almost life. They really do. And there's been some amazing research done that most people at the end of their life say that their dream didn't happen. It almost happened. Over 80%.
Wow.
So most people are stuck in an almost life. What most people are then chasing is what I call the most life. So they'll see a Richard Branson. They'll see my friend Jean-Paul DeJura, who just sold Patron for $5.4 billion.
Yeah.
They'll see LeBron James. They'll see these guys, and they'll say, okay, that's what I want. I want this life at this pinnacle. But really, that's not even what I'm after either, because the most life means there's a ceiling. So even if the ceiling is super high, I don't want the most. I want the utmost. See, an utmost God did not create almost children.
Yes.
So what I decided to live, and I do live it, is Ephesians 3:20.
Come on.
As you know, for God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. So the utmost life is where we're headed. So utmost in what? Utmost in our ability to manifest our dreams, but utmost in peace, utmost in love, compassion. So I think the thing that a lot of guys are missing is the meaning and significance. And so that's what we have. So a person who is a mother, you can have meaning and significance. You don't have to have $40 million. A person who is a janitor at a college can have meaning and significance if that's their utmost call.
Come on.
So it all needs to be put in the proper perspective.
Man, you know, for a second, I know obviously, you know, you're a legend in what you do. You've been an inspiration to me. You know, I think our story is similar, where in college, you know, it's kind of funny and ironic. I didn't know that about you. You said the life coaching business and my calling you started in college. And for me, I was the youngest strength coach in the nation, and I was training athletes, and that I was at one of the lowest points in my life when I was actually rock bottom. But it was during that time where athletes started to come to me and say, "Coach JC, what is it about you? You know, you're not normal. Like you talk different. You act different. Man, you just believe different. You dream big." So I want you to talk about that for a second. And you're in Hollywood, man. You're around Oprah. You're around some of the top celebrities, athletes. You're around people that, let's just be real, they might not believe in everything that you and me are talking about today. But the Word of God says that they'll know you by your fruit. Man, how are you still cool, right? Let's be real. People say to me all the time, "Coach JC, you're still cool, but I like hanging out with you, but you don't do the things we do." Because I'm not judgmental, and I still have friends that you know, do certain things I might not do, but I still love them. So talk about that. Is that a struggle for you, or how's that work for you? How do you have all these friends that are, you know, you could say in the world, the secular world, you believe what you believe, but you're still cool to them, and they still love you, and they still come to you for advice? Talk about that for a moment. I think that's so intriguing, man.
That's a great question. And there's a Bible verse that says, "Do you see a man skilled at his work? He will serve before kings." So as you know, Malcolm Gladwell says it takes about 10,000 hours to become really skilled at something, excellent at something. I became a really good comeback coach. I do not think I can be beat in this space. If someone's in trouble, if they're on TMZ, probably 70% of the time they're talking to Tim Story.
Yeah.
So I became somebody who's really good at turning your setbacks to comebacks.
Come on.
Setbacks to comebacks. So that became my skill. So my gift, the skill, made room for me and brought me before great men. So that's how I started meeting the guys that everybody knows that I hang out with. And these are my boys. I mean, we're with the biggest stars in the world. We don't just take pictures with them. These are my boys. Absolutely. I do projects with them. I'm with them. They're at my house. They call my mother. So the reason for that is that I'm skilled at my work. So they come to me, first of all, for the fact that they needed to go from a setback to a comeback. And then they begin to feel my spirit. There's a Hebrew word, mashach, which is the rubbing off of the anointing.
Come on.
And so they sense my peace. They sense my spirit. They sense my motives. See, my motives are right. I never try to be a famous minister, but yet I became one. I don't do Christian TV because that's not for me. I was offered my own show on Christian TV in 1988 and said, no, that's not for me. That's for all my other boys. I like a lot of guys that are on there. They're my boys. It's not for me. I don't just go travel around trying to be a famous Christian speaker anymore. I did that already. So you got to know what your God idea is at that moment. And I became skilled at turning people's setbacks to comebacks, and that's what brought them to me. And then they sense our spirit like they're sensing yours.
Powerful, man. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, this is the Win All Day podcast, and we don't have a lot of guests on here. Just being real with you, I'm very selective in who gets to speak into the people that take their time and invest their time to watch and listen to the show. And you know, I honestly believe that you're here on purpose and you have a purpose, but I believe that the words you're saying, that there are people listening right now, that their life will never be the same after listening to this show. So I want to dig a little deeper and get in the life of Tim's story just for a minute. It's called the Win All Day Podcast. And yeah. I would like to ask you, what do you do to win all day? What do you do to, and here's what win all day means. It's not about competing against somebody else. It's not about a status of I either won or I lost. It's about you at the end of the night, laying your head on the pillow, knowing that you gave everything you could, that you were the best version of you, that you maximized your God-given talent. Like the word of God says, you did not neglect the gift that's been inside of you, that's been given to you. So physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in a relationship, what does Tim's story do to win the day, man? Let us in the life of Tim's story. How do you win and win all day, Tim?
I think, you know, we all have different personalities. So let's say one guy may coach. I'm coaching two guys today later that are worth like a ton of money. But that's never been like my motive. So that's what they're after. And so I'll coach them in certain ways having to do with the way they think. But for me, going back to Bible again, Ephesians 4:1 says to walk worthy of the calling you received. The word calling means specific calling, God idea calling. And one of the things about the calling is it's number one, specific. And number two, it's unique. So like a T.D. Jakes has a unique calling. Do not try to out-preach the guy.
Come on, brother.
Because it's not going to happen. Okay? So there are certain guys that have unique callings. So what I think that one needs to do is that they need to find out what their calling is, as we talked about earlier, but then walk worthy, which means to honor or to step up. I told Oprah Winfrey, who is actually my real friend, we do a lot of projects together. I think I broke the record for the number of times of being on Super Soul Sunday.
Come on.
I told her in her backyard, I said, I don't believe in chasing dreams. I cooperate with what heaven has already said.
Wow.
So as chill as you see me, I've got three new TV shows coming out next year, all secular. I'm doing a new movie with probably one of the top three stars of the world, where I'm the producer. I'm doing a Broadway play, and I'm this chill. I'll be this chill at 3, just chill at 5, this chill at 9, because I'm not chasing anything.
Come on.
I don't chase. I cooperate. Big difference. But cooperate is still being in shape. Cooperate is, to me, I have a therapist because it's good for me. Cooperate is going to church, having good people around me. So I'm not chasing. I don't chase. I cooperate. That'll change somebody's life.
That's so powerful, man. So many times in life, Tim, you know, I've been guilty of it too. We're chasing, you know, you brought up TD Jakes. You know, I was blessed and honored this past year to go down to Dallas with, you know, good friends of mine, Pastor Paul, who we've talked about at Victory Church in Tulsa, and AJ. And we were blessed and honored to go down to the Potter's House and have lunch personally with TD Jakes and hang out with him for a day. And he let us in the life of him. And, you know, he said a few things that really hit home with me. And that was the one of the things we talked about is so many times in life we're chasing the wrong things. And the power of choice and decision on a daily basis can radically change your life. I cross paths with people from all walks of life every single day that they're just making the wrong choices in life. Yeah. So what would you say to that person that is confused right now and is saying, man, I hear what you say, Tim, but how do I make the right choices? How do I start choosing the right choices? I'm not going down the right direction. I know God has more for me. I know I was called to do more and be more. I just don't have the peace of mind right now. How do I start making right choices in life?
Okay, so the first thing you need to do, if you're going the wrong direction, you need to pull over. It's kind of like if you're driving and you're using Waze, and Waze doesn't know the ways. You got to pull over, even though that takes time, and you got to re-navigate where you're headed. And one of the things that you can do, it's so simple again, is look to people's lives that look like they have significance. And like to me, in high school, I looked to the life of Mother Teresa. Like Mother Teresa did not work out. Mother Teresa was not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mother Teresa was Mother Teresa, but I started to study this life she had of significance, and it did something to me. So if you're going the wrong way, pull over. Number one, pull over and stop. And then start looking for people's lives that have significance. How do I do that? Watch TED Talks, okay? There's certain ministers on TV that are really rocking and saying great things. Listen to Coach JC, study him. And so that's what you need to do. Pull over, find some people that you resonate with their life, and their success will leave clues, and that clue will lead you to the right place.
That's powerful. How simple, but so profound, right? And why were you saying that? You were saying that. I just felt led to talk to somebody right now on the other side of this camera, because I think a lot of times we search and we look for an identity in our past mistakes, our past failures, or maybe even what we do as a career or profession. So I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but when Tim was talking about that, I think you need to pull over, like he said, and you're going to have to take some time to pause and stop and reevaluate where you're going. But I want to challenge you right now, you got to let the past go. Your identity and who you are right now is not caught up in your past mistakes or your failures. It's not what you do for a living. That's what you do. The past mistakes are behind you. And come to a true understanding today that you were born with a purpose. You are here on purpose. And I hope you receive that right now as you pull over. Stop for a second. Reevaluate where you're going and know that you are here on purpose and you have a calling on your life. Man, great word, Tim. Great word. So I like to do this. You know, you're a life coach. I've been life coaching for about 11 years now, and I love what I do. I've been blessed and honored. I don't talk about who I get to life coach a lot, but like you, obviously not on the scale that you have been with Oprah, but some of the top professional athletes and CEOs and pastors, you know, they get to come to Coach JC when they're going through something in life behind the scenes. And I don't take that responsibility lightly at all. I feel like when I lay my head on the pillow that I've been given a talent and a gift that's been given to me. And it's a huge responsibility. And, you know, what about you with the responsibility you're given? You know, 37 years doing this, do you ever say, wait a second, I'm getting to coach Oprah or coach this celebrity? Am I going to say the wrong thing? Or, oh my gosh, I mean, do you pinch yourself? What does that feel like sometimes? Do you ever have fear or doubt or worry that they're coming to Tim's story?
I think that all of us, that if you walk in God's plan, it's always slightly out of reach in your own power.
Come on.
So like when God says to Noah, build an ark. Okay, he's never seen rain. And so He always, God will always call you to something that is slightly out of reach in our own power. And then another Tim story saying that is really cool. I like it. God calls shaky people to do sturdy projects. Like, I never tried to be like, I'm the guy at all times. Because usually when a guy is acting like that, he's really not the guy. I've been very cool with the fact that I'm in recovery and discovery at the same time.
Come on.
Like, I'm really cool with my faults, flaws, and failures. And knowing that I'm not going to stay there, but then I'm going to grow. And I really believe that it's out of that that the world opened up to me. Not some of the world, not a piece of the world. The world opened up to me. And so to me, I don't feel overwhelmed at this stage of life, because I believe that when you have God super on your natural, you can't be stopped.
Let's go.
So if I go into a meeting about a TV show, even if it's at a high level or all these movie, this big movie deal that I'm doing, I really am not overwhelmed, because I feel like I got God super on my natural, and I've learned to decrease and let him increase, and it makes life a lot easier.
Man, I asked you that because I wanted to hear your thoughts and where you're at on that, because I get that question all the time, and sometimes I take a step back and I say, you know, I almost feel guilty, and I'm like, no, I really don't. I have this confidence inside of me because, man, it's not me only. And what you just said is powerful. And I want to just reiterate that when you combine the natural with the spiritual, I hear a perfect formula that equals supernatural. So you're not always saying, hold on, Tim's story has the answer for you, pro athlete. Tim's story has the answer for you, millionaire, billionaire. But I believe that the spirit that lives inside of me, that power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, lives inside of me. So hold up, wait a minute. I believe that spirit is going to talk through me. So you might not always have the answer, but you have a confidence, and I see it exuberates all over you, that answer is going to come to you because there's something stronger inside of you. Did I hear you right?
Yeah, 100%. And I'm glad that you know that song, Hold Up, Wait a Minute. I was in Las Vegas, and I was about to speak to 10,000 people at an event recently. And all the other speakers were pacing. They're pacing. It's well-known, guys. They're pacing.
Yeah.
And I was in the back just chilling and talking to these people that want to talk to me. So the guy says to me, do you realize you're going to be on in 8 minutes? I go, yeah, I'm good. And they go, have you been mic'd up? I go, I'm old school. I just want the handheld. He comes up and he goes, Tim, they're about to play your intro video. Are you good? And I said, I'll help you out with something. In about 7 minutes, I'm going to blow that whole freaking stage up.
Come on, baby.
And I did.
Yes.
And I'll do it again on Thursday, and I'll do it again on Saturday. Because I am so filled with the things of God that I blow places up. I mean, ask the people where you go to church, ask them about my old meetings.
I cannot wait.
Well, just ask. So that's two things. That's gifting from God, but that's also what I carry within.
Yeah.
So what I carry within is the game changer as well.
Come on.
So I work hard. Like, for every message I teach, I put in over 10 hours.
Yeah.
So I don't halfway anything.
Yeah. So, you know, and you know, I want to commend you on that, because, you know, Financial Peace, Dave Ramsey, his program for churches, we created, actually, that's kind of been my calling, is I watched the church world as I went through the church world for the last 17 years of my life, and everybody was showing up, Tim, and they were getting fed spiritually every day of the week, but I watched how they were broken mentally, emotionally, and physically. And I said, wait, what's going on? This is not the life God called us to be. What good is it if we know the word of God and we have a calling on our life, but Satan's creeping in? The word of God says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's creeping in your mindset. you know, creating fear and doubt and anxiety. He's creeping in your physical body and deceiving Christians that you don't have to take care of yourself and exercise. And I think what you said is powerful right now for the faith-based world, especially. There's a lot of believers that I deal with. We create a program that's an 8-week course now. We go into churches and we basically, I go in, I speak, I put a big rally on, and we give them the tools necessary over 8 weeks to become the best version of them, to win all day as a Christian, not yes. just spiritually. It's all biblically based, but to not neglect the gift that is inside them. They're going to work out. They're going to exercise, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week. They're going to do personal development stuff. They're going to train their mindset just like you train your body. And it's revolutionizing a lot of churches. But here's what I hear all the time. I'm waiting on God, or God's going to give me the right word. And I think what you just said is powerful. So many times as Christians, we forget that faith takes action.
Yeah.
Right. And you have a tremendous work ethic. And I want you to talk about that just for a minute. You have to combine your work ethic, the natural, with the spiritual.
But first of all, I want to commend you on what you're doing. And I think that you are smart enough to give honor where honor is due, because in the early days, some of the trailblazers were guys like Oral Roberts. He was a guy that was gutsy enough to build a university. What healing evangelist had ever built a university?
Yeah.
He used to have his own TV show in Hollywood, and he went down that path.
Yeah.
So there's been some guys before you, like even Miles Monroe, that got into the secular world. And so if you're smarter as a young guy like you are, is that when somebody is a trailblazer, sometimes you need to follow that block. Because you're an athlete, follow that block as a running back and come through the hole.
Come on.
So really, to your followers, a Coach JC is really breaking open an area that they can now follow the block. You opened it up. Now they can follow. Does that make sense?
Powerful, man. Powerful word. And I appreciate you sharing that. Man, we're believing Tim's story, man, that this is just the beginning for you, brother. Yeah. All blowing up stages, it's just the beginning. I know, I think you, correct me if I'm wrong, you spoke out at Grant Cardone 10X event, right?
Yeah, I did his last two, and then I'll do this next one. He's going to have over 30,000. I get over 1,000 invitations a year. But I'm just having fun. This is what we're up to. We're changing all kinds of lives. We do the Hollywood Bible study. We've had that since 1992. We bring in some of the biggest stars in the world. But come on. I'm excited more about you young guys taking over. And my vision is to see someone else's vision happen. As my guy Joseph, who you met earlier, says, Tim's story is playing with house money.
Come on.
I already did it.
Well, you're amazing, and I do want to say this. I respect you in an immense way, not only for what you've done in the life coaching, personal development, and professional speaker industry, which obviously a younger guy like me is in, and you've paved the way. But also, man, I want to share this with you. You're not untouchable. And I respect that and honor that in a way that you have no idea. Me and you just start corresponding over Instagram, and you actually sent me a message. You know, I don't know if it was put on your heart or what, and we started corresponding.
Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you. You know, I'm honored and I'm grateful. You know, so many times people believe that the Tim Story or the Tony Robbins or whoever they're untouchable. But for you to say what you just said and say, man, my calling now is to kind of give back, and it's to help pave the way for the younger guys. I'm humbled and grateful that you took
Joseph, the time. Can you take this right here? I'm just talking to my guy for a second.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I'm 57 years of age, which is young.
And absolutely.
I'm doing this till I'm about 85, because my mentor, Quincy Jones, is 85. He just had his birthday.
Wow.
So, but I'm a young 57. I get to do all this stuff. But I promise you, I don't wake up thinking about me, me, me.
Yeah.
That's very singular. I'm more of a Jesus-style guy. And it started early, being a servant, working at a church, vacuuming, doing the tapes, just being a servant, loving people. And I think that when you're a servant, God gives you assignments that are mind-boggling.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, to me, to see what you're doing, you know, you're next.
Come on.
That gets me excited. You know, like if I hear like, whoa, guess what? Coach JC is doing this thing. It's like 70,000 people. I'm like totally elated. When I see the young cats coming up, like Stephen Furtick, when I look at the young guys coming up, like Rich Wilkerson Jr.,
yep,
Chad Veach, all those guys always give me mad props. But I'm happy for them. They're next. And so, yeah, that's how I see it.
That's powerful, man. Well, I do want to respect your time. I want to give you the last word, man. Is there anything that you want to say to the viewer or the listener on the other side, man? Just a winning word from Tim's story that can bring us home and close us. I know you're going to blow it up like you blow up the stages. Come on, baby.
I'm gonna blow it up in my unique artistic way. And here's what it is. You may not be what you want to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. And I feel like a lot of you are tripping on what's not happening. And so you may not be exactly what you want to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. And the Bible says, forget about the former things and do not dwell on the past. To dwell means to meditate. For behold, the word behold means look up and pay attention. See, if you're tripping on your past, then you're not beholding and looking up and paying attention. For behold, God, not your cousin, not your brother, God is doing a new thing. The word new in the Hebrew means something that is fresh and never been done before. So in your life, God is cooking up something in the kitchen that is new, fresh, and never been done before. That's where you're headed.
Wow, powerful, man. If you're listening right now, I just want to challenge you, receive that. You are listening to the Win All Day podcast show or watching, and that's Tim's story, the man, the myth, the legend, blowing it up, baby. Hey, Tim, can you do me a favor? People say, man, I want to get more of Tim's story. How can they find you, watch your videos, maybe follow you on social media? How can they do that?
Just Tim Story, STOREY.com. TimStory.com. We do a lot on Instagram. We have about 430,000 followers. We'll probably hit 500,000 in the next 30 days. TimStory.com. TimStory, STOREY.com.
Awesome, Tim. Hey, we are grateful. We are honored. We're believing for the best for you. Man, we're just thankful. Thank you for taking the time to be on the Win All Day podcast show. And for all of our listeners and viewers, we thank you for tuning in today. Until next time, this is Coach JC, and I'm reminding you one last time that you were born to win, so go win and win all day. My man, Tim, thank you so much, brother.
Good stuff. I'm happy for you. So let me just flow in my gift for a minute. I think number one is from the essence, you were called to be an evangelist. I think that's your primary gift, is evangelistic. I think signs and wonders are going to become a bigger part of your life. If it's been in the past, it's going to be even bigger. Because what happens when you deal with the secular world, that's one thing they don't have on us. Whether it be a Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, they can't move in the gifts.
Come on.
A lot of what I do behind the scenes with big players is I move in the gifts. I'll do it at their homes. I'll zap them in their homes. So I think number one, you're an evangelist. Number two, you're going to do more in the area of signs and wonders. And then I think that part of your gifting also is going to lead you not just where you are, but it's going to lead you into a lot of other communities. So really pay attention to that. Pay attention to, like, if doors open in Nashville or doors open in Austin and what all that is about. So that's something that I started doing. Like, I had the Hollywood Bible Study, which we still do, but we have helicoptered that thing to various large cities and we meet in homes with the most powerful people in those cities, I see something very similar for you.
Wow.
So pay attention to that. Because you don't want to be in the lane of, see, back in the day when we first started, it was me and Carlton Pearson and Miles. We had not heard of Jakes. Jakes came in 93, 94, but we were already kicking butt in the 80s with me, Carlton, and Miles. Jakes then came in, and we were all boys. It was four of us, and we were all speaking at the biggest churches in the world. And I was able to ride that wave. I was telling my staff for like 25 years I rode that wave.
Wow.
And so I feel that one of the things that set all of us apart is we had our unique messages. And what's happened in the space of life coaching now, it's too crowded. It's like the Boston Marathon and there's 30,000 people all crowded up. And so as Coach JC, I think that God's going to continue to give you your unique hook. Make sense?
Man, I receive it. I'm believing for it, man. You couldn't be more spot on, my man. We probably about 6 months ago, God woke me up in the middle of the night and reminded me of a conversation I actually had with Pastor Billy Joe Daugherty. And really, it's just because right now, I've been involved in so many really awesome, cool things in the secular world. You know, we have facilities that we run in the fitness world, you know, in social media marketing. I'm part of a digital agency. And I've had my hands in a lot of cool things. But God woke me up and said, you know, it's time to start closing down some of those things or merging them. Because by the time you're 40, and I just turned 38, he said, by the time you're 40, I'm calling you something greater. And it's like my season in Tulsa is coming to an end. And God was telling me, reminding me of a conversation I had with Pastor Billy Joe, where Pastor Billy Joe said, you need to go do this thing. So what you said, different cities.
I see you in a different area, to be honest.
Yeah.
And you'll ask little Daugherty what my gift is, and he'll tell you.
I don't know what that area is, but man, it's definitely confirmation of what I've been hearing and listening for as well, man.
Yeah, and the thing is that what happens is that if you get in a certain environment, you're hearing a lot from that environment about what you are supposed to do. And I feel like the reason I didn't do all the Christian TV stuff and all that was going to put a lid on me. And Paul and Jan Crouch were great with me. Yeah. They always wanted me to host because they needed, you know, they need some chocolate people. They had Carlton, and then Carlton they didn't like anymore. Then Jakes is not that great of a host. So they looked at Tim Story because I am a good host.
Yeah.
And so I just felt that's not for me. And then Matt came to me, Crouch, and like, how come? I'm like, it's not for me. I don't want to be a TV preacher. If I had become a TV preacher, I would not be having the influence I have today. Because the way my friends see those guys, they're not into them.
Yeah.
It's really the truth.
Yeah, 100%.
Fresh. Yeah. They're not into them. And they don't know most of the names. Like, they never heard of Craig Rochelle in their whole life.
Yeah.
If his church went to 1 million, they still never heard of him.
Yeah.
But they have heard of Richard Branson. So that's where some of us need to fish. Some of us need to fish there in that other pond.
Well, I received that. I'm believing for direction. You know, I just one last thing. When I was I was in California this 2 weeks ago at a mastermind, and you know, there was influencers in the room, and you know, it's hard for me to go to those masterminds because you're supposed to go and get something for your business, but my mind just doesn't work like that. I go trying to give and give and give.
Just off the record, whose mastermind was it?
Do you know Bedros Koulian?
Yeah, that's
my Let's guy.
Yeah. He just wrote a book, Man Up. He's been in the fitness industry for years. We've known each other for a while. Yeah. But I when I got home, I was on the plane ride home, and my point in telling you that was, man, I just started getting bombarded with messages that confirmed my calling. Everybody, I mean, there was probably six or seven messages that said, man, Coach JC, I met you. And on the lunch breaks, you just took the time to speak into my life. And what you said is exactly what I need to hear. And that was multiple people. And it was just confirmation. I came home and I told my wife, it was just confirmation for me. It doesn't matter where I go that I've had such a heart and of empathy and compassion and not see people suffer. And yeah. God's just giving me this thing inside of me, man. It's just the beginning and it's stirring up. And I sometimes have to check it because it could create some anxiety because I'm so anxious because I don't know what's next. So I appreciate that word, man.
Oh, for real. Joseph was going to say something. Hey, JC, was that the one in Chino with Joel Marion?
Yeah, yeah. That's Joel Marion's a good buddy of mine. That was in Chino, yeah.
Yeah, we had, Tim and I had met with Joel that Wednesday while he was speaking at that mastermind.
Yeah, so Joel actually is from New Jersey, and me and Joel actually met in college at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we've been friends since. So yeah,
Joel's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's looking to do some big things now, so we're excited for him.
Yeah, so don't forget this. It's a hook. It's like somebody writing a hit song, and once that hits, you take a Christina Aguilera, she did Genie in a Bottle.
Yeah.
And that was like in 1999. That one song propelled her into doing more and more and more and more and more and more. It's always down to like one hit. When Miles Monroe taught On Purpose, that was it. That was now his niche, okay? When Casey Treat started teaching on Destiny, that was his in. Tim Story, Setback, Comeback. That was my in. So we got to find what your hook is, because otherwise you're in a crowded 30,000 Boston Marathon, and you don't want to be a guy that where it's like, well, oh, man, let me tell you, you got to get with this coach, JC. He's got energy. A lot of people have energy. So you don't even want to lead with your energy. You wanna lead with this weight that you carry in the spirit and a hook that you have that they have to have. See, like some of the best restaurants in Rome, they're not even on all the travel guides. You gotta know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. See, I have become the guy that you gotta know somebody who knows somebody to know somebody to get to me. I don't make it where I'm out there rah, 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 trying to be part of the pack. There's a big difference. Like, you never see Tom Cruise on TMZ because he's hiding. You don't never see Tom Hanks on TMZ because they're hiding. Yeah. You never saw Prince, the great performer, always on all the talk shows. He stayed mysterious. Too many of the preachers and too many of the life coaches are just out there just like too much.
Yeah.
Mystery is very powerful. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah. Well, I'm believing for that hook, man. I know I've been believing and praying for that. And so I receive that word, man. I receive it.
Yeah. I think one of your hooks is almost, write this down.
I'm ready.
It has to do with this idea of kind of like getting back from being on your back. So it's almost like off my back. It's almost like a rise up kind of deal. Because I listen to people. And so what you're telling me is that, so I look at you and I say, okay, gifted with looks, works hard, in shape, probably has a pretty wife, goes to a nice church. But there was a time where you were kind of like flat on your back. I want to know, watch, how you woke up. So that's what I want to know. I want to know how you went from flat on your back, because that's how people feel. They feel like they're on the canvas. Mm. Joseph's saying that's good.
Man, so, that's so good.
Yeah, you were on your back, and it's more than inspiration, I told myself, or then I saw a Rocky movie. Dude, you had to do it daily. And sometimes to get off your back, watch, it's like, it's here, flatlined, and then you get up, this.
Yep.
You could use this illustration to just say, it's almost like those electric beds.
Yeah.
Where they go can go a little higher and higher and higher and higher. And my life was like an electric bed. And I wished that it would go higher the next day, but it never did. And sometimes it was months at a time before my electric bed went even a little inch higher. Okay. And so that is so important to people because that's where most people feel. So I think part of your hook is, if I was coaching you, the way I would say is I'd come out softer, and I'm like, how you doing? It's good to be here today. Almost like they're wondering, like, does this guy got anything? I remember when I was on my back. I don't know if anybody's ever felt that feeling, like you got knocked out by life and you're on your back. And all around you, all you see is things that you don't recognize. See, when you're on your back for the first time, you see things you don't recognize. Huge. When Tyson got knocked down by Buster Douglas, is it? Joseph,
how good? He had never hit the canvas before.
He had never hit the canvas, but Joseph, how good is this?
Excellent.
So watch. So Tyson's down, and he's seen crap he's never seen before.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I never seen you from that perspective. I never seen the ropes from this perspective. So when you're knocked on the canvas, you're seeing things you've never seen before. So now we got a problem. Because you're thinking, how do I rise above this when I have no reference? It's powerful, huh?
Man, if only you knew.
I have no reference.
Yeah.
And so what happens then is that now I need somebody to throw me the rope. I need somebody to help me, to lift me from this position. And then you say the ropes in my life, okay? So it's either the reference of a rope or a hand, like a helping hand, okay? Happen to be spirituality, where you lean back on the faith that you knew. It was friends who understood a setback. Okay? It was people who came from places that I'd never even met them, but somehow God sent them to me. So now you're flat, and I need a lift. I need to come up. And again, you're coming up slowly, slowly, slowly. And write this down, and then we'll both get going. Hebrews 11:32 says, "What more should I tell you about Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, whose weaknesses, plural, were turned to strength?" The word "turn" means a slow and deliberate turn. Okay, their weaknesses were slowly turned to strength, and they became powerful in battle. So you are slowly turning and you are becoming powerful. So in this new system, you're going to teach people how to slowly get better. Weaknesses turn to strength, and how to become powerful.
Man, Tim. Man, I'm so grateful for that word. If only you knew, man. My story is, when you talk about knocked down, I have people right now that we've entertained actually making a movie on it because it's so dramatic, the situations and circumstances that put me $400,000 in debt and suicidal. And I was able to overcome that, you know, by the grace of God. And, you know, right now my hook's been all things, that all things are possible, that all things work together for good. But, you know, it's funny because I would speak a lot and I wouldn't share my story. And probably about 2 years ago, somebody came up to me after and said, it was at a secular event, a business event. And they said, man, do you have a story? And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, you look great, man. You're a good looking guy. And you got a tie on. And man, your presentation was awesome. But I'm a speaker. And one of the things I think you need to share more, I don't know what your story is, JC, but just so you could resonate with the audience, share your story more. Yeah. And I was flying home and my next speaking engagement, I shared my story and it was amazing what happened. You know, my story is powerful and I know it's going to help a lot of people. It's helped so many hundreds and thousands of people, but I know it's time. I know it's time for the next level of it.
Yeah.
So, man, you couldn't be more spot on, brother.
Yeah. But I care about you. You're a cool guy. So tell Billy Joe Daugherty's family hello for me. Billy Joe is my real boy, man.
He's amazing.
For a guy that was so conservative, we used to have great talks. He used to say, I'm from L.A. to Lower Arkansas.
There you go, Lower Arkansas. Yeah, he helped save my life at a downtime, man, so I'm forever grateful. But I'll tell everybody you said hello, man. I'm grateful for your time.
No, Paul, I'm proud of him.
I will. What can I do for you, Tim? Anything?
I'm good. I mean, we'll just keep talking.
Okay. I love you, man. Joseph, thank you, brother. I'm grateful for you hooking it up. Love you, my man. Anything you need, you just holler.
I sent you everything already via email. I sent you the high-res photo of Tim, bio, beautiful, all that good stuff, so you're dialed in. If you need anything else from me, reach out to me.
Thanks, brother, and I'll send you guys everything when it's ready to roll.
We're proud of you.
Hey, appreciate you.
Hey, much love, guys. Keep winning. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.